ังดูซะโอเค so start recordingSo I see a question by William White if, about the issues. Well, of course, the question as to whether higher quality in the sea cells is a goal. It is a goal. The quality depends on resources that you have, of course, considering that they are competing resources.And the workload they have. And the issue with the sea certs is that you have a very strong pressure from external attacks and more sophisticated attacks. Resources change very slowly. It's a slow decision to invest more in the sea certs. If you think of the DFN cert, this is funded by German universities and research agencies.And they are a bit unstable. Sometimes they are interested, sometimes they are not, or they were not. So you had a situation with loss of control because you couldn't predict easily about the resources that were available for the sea cert. And they were depending on having reporters and having universities who fund it. So to sustain a high quality of service,The main problem for the sea cert was to stabilize the situation so that they could have a dependent constituency. That was the problem that we dealt with in the PhD project of Johannes Wiek. So now you have the VenSim model in Blackboard, and I would suggest that you experiment with it. Basically, the way I did that.If you need more help for simulating, then please contact me. And then we can do that, for instance, in a Skype session separately. But there is one element in the model that I would like to explain separately because it is a recurring situation. That is about perception of indicators and data.We do not manage a system based on the actual data, but rather on our perception of the data. It's not always the same, in particular because information that is changing rapidly needs to be assimilated so that it is properly perceived. And I would like to show you how to model this.There is an exercise that you find in Blackboard that has to do with modeling time-delayed processes. I am going to do that with VenSim. I am not going to show you the exercise, the written exercise. You find it yourself. Rather, I will enter into the matter and show you how to construct the model for perception.Of security incidents. Very, very, very simple model. So I have to share my application. And now we have VenSim here. I closed the previous model. I finished with that for the time being.And create a new model.When we create a new model, we have done that before. The first thing we need to do is to choose the unit of time. Now I am creating a fictitious case. It's about incidents. And let me choose as units per time of time days. And days, we can leave it at 100. It's okay. It's just an experiment that I am going to do. And the first thing I am going to do is to have an indicator for incidents occurring. So let's call that security incidents. And I'm going to choose a very simple pattern. Later we can choose more sophisticated patterns. I will assume that the number of security incidents has been constant for a while and suddenly jumps up to a higher value. How do we model this? I choose equations, click on security incidents, and I put say 25, and then I add a jump. The jump is the function called step invensim, and you find it here. You see I am circling around functions. If you go down and you see there step, click on step, then it gets added. And the step function has two parameters, the height of the jump, the height of the step, and there I put 25, and the time when this occurs, and let's put here any time. Remember the time horizon was 100 days, so suppose this happens at time 30. So for the first 30 days, I am seeing 25 what? And here I am assisted in that I have to enter the units. So we put in incidents per units of time, which was day. Once we do that, you should actually document what you are doing. So you should put some text here, which is the documentation of what you are doing. But to accelerate it, I just indicate some text. Click on that. And I would recommend when you are making models always to test immediately what you are doing. So we are going to simulate it by clicking here on simulation. And select this variable and show it as a graph. And there you see it. It starts at some value and jumps up to 50. Some observations. First of all, in this simplified view, Vensim gives you a scale, and the scale doesn't start with 0, it starts with 20, as you can see here, that is the lower value of the y-axis. And as you can see, the scale in the y-axis goes from 20 to 50. There are more advanced ways of defining the scale, but then you have to enter in the control panel and so on. You can do it by yourself as an exercise. Remember the Vensim tutorial that you have in Blackboard that I have published. But we do see a second thing. If you look at the jump here, it should be a vertical jump. It is not. And now I would like to hear from you guys, why is it not a vertical jump? Do you know the answer? Okay, somebody is answering. Let me see how the problem with this is. I have to stop sharing. Laura, do you know a way of seeing the, if you are sharing an application, if you can see the comments? Because I don't see them. I see they are commenting, but I don't see that. The resolution is one day. Yes, 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 yes. Very good. Very good. I could see it now. Indeed. That has to do with the model settings. So we change them. And as you say, the turn step is one, which is two cores. So ideally, what we should do is to reduce the turn step until we see that the curves are accurate enough. This is an iterative process. I'm going to jump and make it 1/4, 1/8, 1/16 And now I simulate again. Select this, and now you see the graph indeed. So it was very good, Rune, you hit immediately upon the right solution. So now I have it here. Okay. So I continue with the model now. When I click here, the output disappears, but the output is still there. So if you look at Windows here, you can pop output forward, and you get the original simulation with the resolution one day, with a new one which is much closer. You can keep it or you can close them as you like. They are windows, separate windows. Now I am going to build a model for perception. What happens when we perceive things is that we have some history in our mind. We are forming an idea of the trend. And this trend is being changed by new information. To change the perception, there must be a gap, a difference between the existing perception and the new information. And that's what we have to put into the diagram here. So, if we have a stream of information, we need what we call a rate, whereas the existing information is the stock. So let's put the stock here and call it perceived security incidents. I make it a bit bigger so that it's easier to see. And then the flow or the rate that is changing this, we call it change in perception. And what is driving this change? Again, it must be the difference between the existing information and the new upcoming information. So we need a variable, and as you would guess, this is what we could call the perception gap. The difference between our existing perception and the incoming perception. So we put in an arrow from here and an arrow from here, because the I have to change the name. I put only perception, but it is perception gap. Okay. So we have a perception gap, and this will be a comparison between the stream of information coming in and the old information. And this will influence our change of perception. So that's basically the model that will allow us to simulate perception. Okay? So now, that's all about the model. We don't need to put in more parameters in that. We need only to enter the units and so on to be able to simulate. If we put the equations here, this is already defined against a white background. The others need to be defined. Okay, I said the model was finished. In reality, it is not finished because there is another important parameter, and that is the average perception time. How quickly you assimilate new information is partly given by some properties of the system, but something can be also a personal decision. So for instance, if you have shares and you are trading shares, as you know, the values of the stocks, the values of the shares go up and down, but there are some trends. If you follow the changes up and down too closely, then you will be deluded by the noise. There is always some noise. Someday there are more people buying, someday there are more people selling, without necessarily reflecting something fundamental changes in the value of the company that you are interested in. So a wise investor will try to look at the past trend and see in some way of averaging the noise. Let me move this a little bit. So it is a personal decision as to whether you consider what happened the last week or the last 2 weeks or the last month. And also it depends on the kind of investor that you are. If you are a trader that very quickly buys and sells and tries to accumulate your gains by earning 1% every day or on the average or whatever, then you have to react very quickly. If you are a long-term investor, then you will look at long-term issues. So we need a variable that reflects this posture, and we call it the perception time. And this will, of course, influence how quickly you change your perception. So now the model is finished, and we save it. And call it perception. And now the equations. First, I suggest that we define the initial value for perceived security incidents as it was in the beginning. For this, I put an arrow here. And when I define the equations, I click here and put as initial security incidents. And the units should be incidents. And I put some documentation here. Then, as to the perception time, let's put in as perception time, average perception time, 10 days. Days is the unit that the system is using, so I can't find it here. Again, I document this and click. Then the perception gap. What is the perception gap? The perception gap is the difference between what you have perceived so far and the minus here and the security incidents. Let me see if that is correct. No, it is the other way around. Because I want the gap to be positive. If more security incidents arise, then I want this to be positive. So I subtract from the incoming stream the perceived stream so far. And the units should come automatically. Check units, why doesn't it come? Perceived security incidents. I am a little bit surprised that it doesn't come. It should be incidents automatically. Okay, then I put some text and click. Let me have a look at this if that is incidents. Yes, okay, it's okay. So I have prepared this. Then the change in perception. What is the change in perception? Click on that, and it requests me to use the two variables that are connected, the perception gap and the perception time. So let's reason. The higher the perception gap is, the bigger the change you must do. So it must be proportional to the perception gap. And the greater the perception time, the slower the change is. So it is indirectly proportional to the perception time. Check units, it should be incidents per day, it is, and you document that. And then the model is finished. Now you can simulate it, but first, yes, we can simulate it, and now I click on simulate, and click on perceived security incidents versus security incidents and show the diagram, and there you see it. The original curve is okay. Let me go back. There's a technical thing with VenSim that may confuse you. I have still a data set from the former simulation that I don't want, so I take it away and go back to the graph. This happened because I continued with the previous model, took it away, and started with a new model without closing it out properly. So let's look again. We have two variables here. We have the red one, which is security incidents, and we have the blue one, which is the perceived security incidents. Because the blue and the red one are equal here, I don't see the red curve below. So actually, the jump starts at 25, goes up here, and continues here. But the perception is originally equal to the stream of incoming incident. And now with the jump, you see that the perception is adjusted slowly until it approaches the number of incidents. So again, it starts equally with the red and blue line, and VenSim shows me the curve that is upon the other, and by some reason the red one is below. The higher the up, the more up there. So it starts red and blue here. The red curve jumps from 25 to 50, which is the stream of incoming incidents. But the perception of the incident, originally 25, changes slowly until it approaches the other value. Why does this change slowly? Because the perception time is long, 10 days. Let's make a different simulation. Let's call this what if. What if, to indicate that it changes. And now take synthesim that allows me to compare runs. Click on that. And now you can make simulations here. And you see, as I am increasing the perception time for 10 to 45, the curves become even slower. So let me choose these two as well. It doesn't allow me to see. Yes, it allows me. Here you see that. This was the original perception, and this is the new perception as I am increasing the perception time. If I reduce the perception time, instead of higher, I make it smaller and smaller. Originally it was 10, so let's make smaller and put here 5 days, for instance. Then the simulation. Now the what if is reduced perception time. You see it becomes closer and closer to the original jump and so on. So you can experiment with that. With the control panel, I could show the three issues. So I could still do that with the control panel. You have graph here. You have a new graph. I am doing things that you learned in the tutorial, and call this perception of incidents. And then I select here the security incidents. And then I put units, the minimum 0. Then I can define the scale here. Then I select here perceived security incidents and put current, which was the base And then I select here perceived security incidents again and choose what if. And click to have the same scales here and there. And display that. And there you can see. That is the in-stream of incoming incidents. That is the perception with a long time delay, perception delay, that was with a short time delay. If you want to show the curves green and red more clearly, you could still go here, modify, and put line width here, say 2, and here say 4. Okay, display, and then you can see much more clearly. You see the blue curve here in the background, the green and the red, and so on. There are a number of things that you can do to experiment. Okay, questions are about this? Any comments, any questions? I will put the model also on Blackboard so that you can see that. Yes, it is not in the Vensim tutorial, but I could add it to the tutorial if you like. But there is also an exercise. Yes. Yes, you will find that in my you will find that in the course that I have. So let me show it to you. I will stop the application. I will go now to where am I? Show all. No, what is happening here? Cancel. I am a little bit confused. I would like now to go here. Course. How on earth do I get this back? Ah, yeah, here. Okay. I am now going to share a file. And this file is the course that I have published. Where is this course? There are so many files that I have a little bit problem in finding everything. Okay. Just a little bit of patience. I have to find the file among my many, many files. It is in Blackboard. You will find it in Blackboard. But I want now to find it for you. The slides are uploading. It will take some time, it's a big file. It's a bit slow, this system, when there are big files. So Blackboard, I see some disadvantages with Blackboard. If I show the application, that's quick, but I lose, I don't see your hands rising. I hear the sounds, so I can then go back and see what you are, try to find what you are commenting. So that is the one disadvantage. If I rather add a file, and it's a big file like this one, it takes a long time until it shows up. It's still converting from PowerPoint to something static. So I am, in a sense, a little bit unhappy, even if I like Blackboard in some respects. I dislike that it is so slow. It's still converting. Still converting. And that's because it has 200 slides or so. It's a full course. It wasn't American software. Yes. It is. In that respect, Fronta, which was originally developed in Norway, was more effective because you saw that immediately and you had still the connection with the students. No, that's too bad. I'm going to stop this. This is simply hopeless. And rather, I'm going to go to share the application. Share the application, entire screen, share, PowerPoint. So let me see. I still have to find the course. OneDrive. Sorry about this, because I should have understood that all these issues take more time and have the variables closer. Yes. Still looking for that. Okay, sorry, you must be impatient with this guy here. Sorry about that. Okay, now I have it in PowerPoint. And I think you are seeing this here. It's actually, it's not the files I wanted to show. That's the old version. But the structure is basically the same. If you look on the course, then you see, among other things, managing delays. Okay, so that's number 6. And let's try and find that. And managing delays, I think it is this one. No, it is not. I still have to go back now. Yes, here. So here you have typically one of these slides about this. You recognize it here. It is not the security example that I show you, but in principle it's there. I suggest that I come back later and show you in the actual file that I use in Blackboard more about that. But in principle, if you look at the slides that are in Blackboard in the course System Dynamics Applied to Security, then you will see about delays and so on and so on. So I stop this one for the time being. Stop sharing. Okay, we are, if we look now at the agenda, I am a bit behind in the things I wanted to show, because we have incident response systems that I haven't covered yet, and we have information security during transition to critical infrastructure. Maybe I have to readjust the agenda and put something into the next time. What I want to cover today is the following, at least one of these two parts. And then I would like to introduce this. Yes, we don't have so many breaks now, and I do have an issue as to the breaks, and that is I have to leave at 3:45 in order to catch my bus. I have to go by foot down to Jøvik Center and still get my luggage from the hotel. So what I am going to do is we'll take a break from 2 to 2:15, and then I will don't take a break until and have the last until 3:45, if that's okay with you. You can take breaks because everything is recorded anyhow. Okay, so what I am going to do in the rest of the day, I'm going to go into the topic managing incident reporting systems, incident response systems, and I will introduce the examination case at the end. So that you can start being prepared for that. Okay, so let me take now the case share files. I'm going to add the file about incident response systems. So let me find it. Here I have it. And this is fortunately a small file, so it has uploaded. It is being quickly converted. Quickly. It's still being converted. Okay, it's converted now. Good. Share now. And it needs some time to appear. Okay, there you see it. So this is related in a sense to CSERTs, but it goes farther because not every organization has a CSERT or can join a CSERT. So it's generally about creating, yes, this is available in Blackboard, yes. This, everything, all the lectures are available in Blackboard. So, first I start by comparing safety with information security. I did already mention that 2 weeks ago. You found the others, but not this one. I guess, William, that is because you look at that yesterday. I have uploaded that later, so it should be there. I will check later in the break if I am right. Okay? So, I compare safety versus information security. Lessons that we have reaped from safety reporting systems. What kind of problems, hurdles we have for information security reporting systems. And they are related to several issues, among them cyber data restrictions, about the possibility of outsourcing to establish an information security reporting system, and the path forward. Because that's still a largely unsolved issue. There is a lot of things we can still do to improve the situation, and we must do. Okay? So, as I mentioned already 2 weeks ago, there are plenty of successful safety incident reporting systems. For instance, NASA's Aviation Safety Reporting System, abbreviated AESRS. where you have all kind of things like event trees, fault trees, hazard identification, and blah, blah, blah. Whereas in information security, we don't have yet mature incident security reporting systems. We have approximations to that, we have CISOs and so on, but they are not perfect yet. So, characteristics that determine the success of safety reporting systems, you do have legal incentives, and they are quite strong for aviation and chemical industry. They are regulated by law, so they have to provide good systems. In the case of aviation, that came very early. In the case of the chemical industry, after horrible accidents, terrible, in Seveso and Bhopal, then action was taken. The other thing that helps having good safety reporting systems is a good understanding of their value, of their return on investment. And they are specifically very strong for aviation. They were less visible for chemical industry, so they needed a push from by law and regulation to really implement them. But there are also systemic reasons. Systemic reasons, that is, because of the nature of the system at hand. So this, how strong is the motivation to report events? And here we should say as near misses. We distinguish between the events in safety, things that happen, and those that actually go through and cause problems in accidents. Another thing that is important in this characteristics for the success is the efforts that you do to evaluate reported events, the learning that comes from the reports, and also recommendations. Because if people do something that is dangerous and so on, to some extent you can be generous, but if it is on the board of the criminal, then that needs to be recriminated, so that is pursued and so on. And then you get a trade-off between the wish to learn what has happened and the interest of the people to protect themselves so that they are not judged and deemed to prison. So here we have a systemic model created with Vensim, and you see here a number of loops. So you have the occurrence rate of events, and still we are speaking of safety, so aviation or chemical industry and so on. So there are things that happen that could be bad. Some of them will be bad, but not all. So you have an event occurrence rate, and from that some of them turn out into real dangerous thing, incidents. And then as they are detected, you have two loops. You have learning from the events, those that happen without consequences, and for incidents, those that happen with consequences. And this depends, of course, on the organization awareness and countermeasures. And now you have a lot of things that occur there. If these incidents are reported, you have a rate of reporting that results in reported incidents. And now it depends very much on the quality of the investigation, and the quality of service depends, of course, on resources. And then if this is not well matched, you have overworked investigators, and it works against the reporting system. We had an archetype to that effect that simplified the issue and show that the quality, if the system works and you don't provide enough resources, then that leads to increased workload and so on. Then you have possible recriminations. If the things that have occurred are dangerous, then you need to recriminate in some way the people, and that will unfortunately decrease the motivation to report. So repercussions will dissuade against reporting. What you can do is to give prizes in some way, incentives to report, like lotteries and drinkaways. So you have there a reinforcing loop that will help that. And another thing that helps is to keep in the staff in the loop. So do a good work evaluating and reporting, so that there is increased the motivation of reporting. And finally, by increasing awareness,